With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Firefighters are preparing for a return of dangerous winds that could again stoke the wildfires that have already destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people in the Los Angeles area. At least 16 people missing. Authorities say that number likely to rise. For so many, the story is the same. This woman, Marjan Rajabi, says she evacuated Tuesday from the Palisades fire.
We saw the smoke come from the back, and then the plume got bigger and bigger, and the wind was blowing in this direction. And the fire quickly came our direction, and we were asked to evacuate. So we grabbed whatever we could, threw it in the car, and left.
Her house was destroyed. Meanwhile, a recall petition for L.A.'s Democrat Mayor Karen Bass. Bob Agnew has that report.
Bass has survived a lot of problems in Los Angeles, including rising crime and homelessness. But the devastating fires could be the final straw for many voters. As of Sunday, the petition to remove Bass from office had surpassed 86,000 signatures. Many L.A. residents blaming what they call the mayor's gross mismanagement, including a cut of nearly $18 million from the L.A. Fire Department for the 2024-25 fiscal year. If not for those cuts, many believe the fires would have already been contained. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Los Angeles wildfires have already projected to be among the costliest natural disasters in U.S. history. A preliminary estimate by AccuWeather puts it at $150 billion. Also at SRNNews.com, officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made significant progress overnight toward brokering a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and the release of scores of hostages. But the deal has not been reached yet. This is SRN News. Sweden is closing churches.
It's all about so-called climate change. The Lutheran National Church of Sweden says it will shut down seven houses of worship on the island of Gotland from October to May in order to eliminate the use of fossil fuels to heat them. Local parishioners who would like to attend services during that time are simply out of luck. Church officials have issued a statement saying, quote, "Knowledge about climate justice should permeate all activities of the Church of Sweden." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration Title IX rules expansion designed to promote transgenderism has now been struck down nationwide. A federal judge in Kentucky has found that the president overstepped his authority in issuing the rules. The president was seeking to enshrine transgenderism in the public schools, responding to efforts by several states to bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms and to keep boys off girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. Today's scheduled debut launch of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket called off because of technical trouble.
We are standing down today's launch attempt to troubleshoot a vehicle subsystem issue that will take us beyond our launch window. We are reviewing opportunities for our next launch attempt. So we've scrubbed today's NG-1 mission to give the team more time to work that issue.
That's Blue Origin Vice President Ariane Cornell. The scrub announcement came 12 minutes before the liftoff early this morning at Cape Canaveral. This rocket is five times taller than Blue Origin's new Shepard rocket that carries paying customers to the edge of space. Bill McCartney, who coached Colorado to its only football national championship in 1990, has died. He was 84. His family had announced in 2016 that he had been diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer's. McCartney was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2013. More details at SRN News.